Luke chapter 13. There were present at that season some who told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said to them, "Do you suppose that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you no, but unless you repent, you shall all likewise perish." Or those 18, upon whom the tower in Siloam fell, and killed them, do you think that they were sinners above all men who lived in Jerusalem? I tell you no, but unless you repent, you shall all likewise perish. He spoke also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit on it, and found none. Then he said to the dresser of his vineyard, "Look, these 3 years I came seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?" And he answering said to him, "Lord, let it alone this year also, until I shall dig about it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well, and if not, then after that you shall cut it down." And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, Saturday. And there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could not raise herself up. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to himself, and said to her, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day Saturday, and said to the people, "There are 6 days in which men ought to work, in them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day Saturday." The Lord then answered him and said, "You hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath Saturday loose his ox or his donkey from the stall, and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day, Saturday?" And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced because of all the glorious things that were done by him. Then he said, "What is the kingdom of God like? And to what shall I compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed which a man took and cast into his garden, and it grew, and grew into a great tree, and the birds of the air lodged in its branches." And again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, until the whole was leavened." And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then one said to him, "Lord, are there few who will be saved?" And he said to them, "Strive to enter in at the strait gate, because many, I say to you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and has shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us,' and he shall answer and say to you, 'I do not know where you are from.' Then you shall begin to say, 'We have eaten and drunk in your presence, and you have taught in our streets.' But he shall say, 'I tell you, I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you workers of sin.' There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east, and from the west, and from the north, and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And indeed, those who are last shall be first, and those who are first shall be last." The same day there came certain of the Pharisees, saying to him, "Get yourself out and depart from here, because Herod will kill you." And he said to them, "You go, and tell that fox, 'Indeed, I cast out demons, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must walk today, and tomorrow, and the day following, because it cannot be that a prophet perishes outside of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which kills the prophets, and stones those who are sent to you, how often I would have gathered your children together, as a hen gathers her brood chicks under her wings, and you would not. Indeed, your house is left to you desolate. And truly I say to you, you shall not see me, until the time comes when you shall say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'"